With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Keeneland opening day $100 budget edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to Kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 10% or 100% deposit match. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTD, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my
yes, Cuban B.
And I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn.
I'd rather be trapped than lazy. Don't care what they say, I'm gonna do what pays me.
Every year about this time, weaklings act like they lost their mind. Alphas reclaim the neighborhood, rob the sheep and all the wolves eat good.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's, like I say, it's been one of those fun days for me of playing horses and being a horse player. Talking to, I can't remember his first name. His name on Twitter is Willie Nelson. It's like Starry something. I don't know. But he and I were playing a little turf paradise together, and just spraying and praying all over the place today. It had been a while since I hadn't been focused and just kind of bounced around. Speaking of not being focused and bouncing around, ladies and gentlemen, joining me, you might know him from his work with the fantastic YouTube channel Trust the Profits. I would dare to say the figurehead, the monarch of the channel, ladies and gentlemen, El Hombre himself, Brian. Welcome to the show.
What up? What up? Thanks for having me, brother. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hold your thought. I forgot your lead-in music.
I take a couple uppers, I down a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills. I've been to Mushroom Mountain, once or twice, but who's counting?
All right, there we go. I dropped the ball there completely, Brian. Like, we had a huge, long discussion about, like, the perfect intro music, and I even told you I had to call an audible, and I just completely forgot it.
No respect, baby. I understand. No respect. But you got some D-Town in there, some D-12, a little Eminem action. Yeah, we threw around a few ideas on some old-school Detroit stuff. MC Bree got named. ICP for the kids, for the white trash kids spraying Faygo all over the room, you know.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, been looking forward to having you on the show since I got to do the video with you on your channel. Folks out there, if you haven't checked out the channel, just subscribe and check your feed every day, because they always have great horse racing content coming at you. Pretty much for every important race that's happening in the United States and abroad. I even saw Carson covering the Dubai World Cup this past week.
Yeah, you know, I won't touch the international racing because, quite honestly, I have no confidence in myself when it comes to the international stuff. I would like to. I'd like to get on there and pretend to have a clue, but every time I get on an international race, even if I bet 1-9 chalk, the horse gets 20th place. You know, it looks like there's 35 horses running across the field. I can't touch it. So I'm just, you know, I just lay off that stuff.
I shouldn't mess with it, but I do, because it's like, what else am I going to do at 8:30 in the morning? You know, well, check out what's going down in South Africa.
Well, yeah, if you're at that level, and trust me, I have been. I'm looking for kangaroo races in Australia at 3 a.m. sometimes, and, you know, once in a while I need a little action, and if it's eSports at 3 in the morning from Egypt, I'm down usually, but, you know, if I'm not up that early, or in this case, I just got no skills for the international racing. I lean on people like Matt DeSantis from our channel last year was awesome at it. Carson, not me. Not for me.
Yeah, my problem is that no one over there seems to have a stopwatch or anything. Like, because it's always like there's no like figures. There's no, and I have Malcolm Bamford who lives in Newcastle over on the show whenever we do Royal Ascot or to talk about the Euros for the Breeders' Cup. And he's like, mm-hmm. Well, you don't understand is like the way our tracks like don't really go in a circle. Sometimes they make random right turns and random left turns. Like it's hard to get like a, it's hard to compare times between the two. So
like Kentucky Downs.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's totally. Like Kentucky Downs, like how you can't, you know, those times and performances do not necessarily equate in the US. It's kind of like that. I would say is a good comparison. That's why I don't like Kentucky Downs betting much either. Although it's, you know, it's a fantastic bet if you're looking for big money. So
I love betting back Kentucky Downs horses. That's my angle. If you ran at Kentucky Downs, I don't care where you finished. I think you're cream of the crop.
Oh yeah. Cause it's big. Every race is big money. So they put them there because it's big money.
So, of course, you're listening to the Notorious OTB on SGPN. SGPN is home to 20-plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. This week's featured show is the MLB Gambling Podcast. Baseball is back, and so is the MLB crew with their free Daily Picks podcast. If you're already subscribed to the MLB Gambling Podcast, what are you waiting for? Speaking of what are we waiting for, let's talk about what me and El Hombre are going to be talking about here today. And it's Keeneland opening day. That's Friday, April 5th, year of our Lord, 2024. Post time for the first race is going to be 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock God's time, and 10 o'clock out on the Pacific coast. El Hombre and I are going to do one of our $100 budget shows. So if you're not familiar, any race, any wager type, whatever makes that cash money, just stay in your $100 budget. So whenever you look at these cards and try to pick out your spots, Brian, like what's your criteria for picking out your races?
Well, we have our trusted formula tools that we run. We put past performances through an analytics tool. Way too nerdy to get into the nitty-gritty details, but 5,000 points of data, you know, suctioned through a tool, and what comes out of it is usually not only the finishing order, but why and who's going to be the pace setter and who's going to do what and what we expect, who's dropping class, those type of details. But I look for separation in talent, really, or separation in what we call a power figure. Okay. And I look for big gaps between the top horse and second horse power figure. It's the first thing. If I see a big gap or an abnormal gap, that's a race that I can bet a winning bet on. And if I see like, you know, two horses and then a big separation, that's an exact opportunity, those type of things. But in this case, man, I liked four races kind of popped off the page for me. And one of them, which we'll cover in a little bit here, but one of them happens to be, which is without question in my mind, race eight, the toughest race on the card. And I think that's the big money opportunity of the day. So I look for that too. Mostly like turf races with big fields. So,
right.
Because that's the type of race where, you know, you could put a exact box, even if you reach deep for, you know, four or five horses in a key box or a key bet, big money opportunities, even for a small bet.
All right. Well, it looks like I'm going to be kicking it off this card. You folks out there know I can't sit on my hands very long. So starting off in race one, the 7 furlong, $50,000 allowance on the dirt. I'm playing a $5 exacta key box, 6 with 1-5. That's a $20 total bet that puts me in for 20 for the card. I tend to think of Keeneland as being a more speed favoring track, but one of these early speeds doesn't look worth it. And the other has Irad up, and I hate Irad on early speed. That dude does not know how to ride out on a lead. And I found what might be a hidden gem with the 6 Idaloo, 20-1 on Thoroughgraph Figs, which is that the 6 that I'm keying in my exacta box. And if you follow the trainer pattern, this one might be due to throw a new top. Thoroughgraph figures would make the horse one of the fastest in the race. Toss the last attempt at the distance because the horse had trouble. and you see a horse on the big time improve, and I'm committing a cardinal sin here. I'm taking this 20-1, and instead of just betting it across the board, win place show or win place, I'm getting cute with an exacta box. I mean a puppy wearing a sailor suit, cute with my structure. Did you take a look at the first at all?
Yeah, I did, and I opted out of this race because, I mean, no offense with your choice on the six, but I mean, I looked at about half the field kind of as very similar and couldn't get around anything without, I don't know, it seemed all over the place. Didn't seem like bettable. Although I will say, when you have a race where everything seems super even, if you have an opinion, like you on the six, and I'll tell you, to be honest with you, six is toward the bottom of my list, but it was so close that I couldn't find anything that stood out enough to bet this race. Am I going to bet it because it's the first race of the year? Absolutely. But I do acknowledge and respect the fact that you just said that you're going to do something against your better judgment, but you should probably listen to yourself, brother. I mean, that's my one thing, because we always beat ourselves up after the fact, woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff, but you already got the woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff covered 3 days in advance. So kudos to you. Maybe do both. How about that?
Yeah, I'll probably, this might be a 106 budget that ends up with two across the board.
I mean, if that 20-1 goes anywhere near 20-1, probably want to cover that at least, you know.
For sure.
Put a few bucks on him to win, so you're right, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just so I could say that I had it.
Yeah.
You take us next to race three. Let me go ahead and set it up for you. Your first place coming in the 5.5 furlong, $120,000 non-winners of 2-something. I'm not here to read people's conditions. On the turf. And Brian, take it away with what you saw with this race and what your bet was.
So I'm on the I'm doing a $5 exacta box. I'm sorry, a $10 exacta box. The 3-5. Two horses. Mostache, the 3, I believe, is the morning line favorite at 2-1. Class drop. He should be up on the pace from the start. He may wire the field. Like you said, it does seem like Keeneland's speed friendly. We don't know. Obviously, it's the first day of the year here, which makes it extra fun to not want to bet the early races. But I think Mostache is a deserving favorite. But I like the number 5, Judge Davis, 6-1 morning line as the second choice. And I'm boxing it because the 6-1 morning line, I think, has a legit shot to get there. I think it's the best closer in the field. If there is a closing ability on this day, on opening day, Friday, the horse, Judge Davis, the 5, scores out overall as our best horse, like straight up, non-pace dependent, is the strongest horse in the field to us. So him along with the 3, I'm boxing the 3 and the 5, $10. So that's a $20 bet, $20 total spend.
Nice. So I actually, yeah, I dipped my toe in as well. I went with a $20 win bet on the 6, Run Curtis Run, for Mike Maker with Irad Ortiz up. I mean, Irad in the irons and should get a great trip sitting first run at the early pace. It's got tons of back class, and I'm expecting this one to pop first off the Gulfstream all weather, which if you're keeping score at home, that's right. First off, the all weather is a dirty little pig boy angle.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to hit this 6 to win. And I mean, its last race was washed off the turf, so you can't really look at that. And I don't think it's going to spot the field as many lengths as it did last out, where it had a slow start and gave the field 8.5 lengths at first call, whenever the last time it actually raced on the turf. So I like Run Curtis Run, and I like Run Curtis Run to do it in a more forwardly running sort of style.
Yeah, and at 4-1, I mean, that's fair. I have him in the mix. I like him a little less than obviously the 2 I picked here, but yeah, he's in there. Rad's always alive, and like you said, this is more of a second to third tier stalker. He's not going to be up on the pace, and I agree with you 100% on your statement about Irad being a poor pace setter. I mean, he either goes out electric and murders the horse's chances within the first, you know, 30 seconds of the race, or he's definitely not good on the pace setter. He's way better from behind. So I agree with you there.
He's like a mini Rosario in terms of like how far he'll actually take your horse back. Like, you know, Rosario, I can count on doing like a prop bet even on like how many lengths, like he's going to take my early speed back. He doesn't do it quite as much, but I don't trust him with early speed as much.
I hate him on early speed, and I hate him on sub 1-to-1 favorites too. If he's on a sub 1-to-1 favorite and it's not Todd Pletcher or Safi, run. He doesn't like to win, like if you see him on a 3-to-5 favorite, run.
I'm here for the IRAD hate. You'll get a lot of that around here.
That's what I do.
Hell yeah, me too, dude. I don't know. There's no question. He's the best. I'll go top three rider in the country, in the U.S. Oh, yeah. But yeah, dude, there is a lot of I don't know, things to be desired about some of his rides for sure. With that said, though, I mean, he does win a fucking lot of races.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like you said, you can't deny how good IRAD is, but you can definitely be frustrated by IRAD a lot. You know, it feels good having IRAD sometimes, but sometimes, you know, not having IRAD and getting IRADed feels terrible.
You know what? I have to have IRAD though. I'll be honest. This is how good he is. So if I'm doing a pick five, and I'm admitting this, I shouldn't admit this publicly, but if I do a pick five sequence and IRAD's in the fifth leg, he's in my fucking ticket, whether I like it or not, because I will not lose to him. I don't care if he's 1-to-9.
Yeah.
He's in it because I know I've just come to the conclusion after 100 years of damned if you do, damned if you don't with him, he's on the ticket. Whether it costs me an extra 10, 20 bucks, whatever, for that pick five, I won't do it because I won't. It's personal because I'm sure he's sitting there going, I'm going to fuck El Hombre out of this ticket, right? But
that's why sometimes it's just a conspiracy against you. Speaking of conspiracy,
doesn't it feel personal sometimes, though? It really
fucking does. Oh, totally. 100%. 100%. Speaking of taking things personal, Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform. It's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends and other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes, plus tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a social betting network. Plus, Cut offers a lower VIG and fully customizable odds, and you can create your own bet. There are even social features like group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And plus, they have rewards. You can get cash back every single time you bet against your friends and other users. So download Cut today in the App Store or visit over at KUTT.com. That's KUTT. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry with their pick'em game, where you can pick whether your favorite player will be higher or lower than their stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. When I say big, I mean you can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. So sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with the play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. And if you excuse me, I have to get a brief rehydration interlude in.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rock in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me, you
pow wow, baby. Listen, if you're tuning in from home, for the kids scoring at home, my guy's reading these are live reads. I'm very impressed. I gotta tell you, I listen to the pod on Spotify at work sometimes, put it in the background, listening to it. I wouldn't be able to do what you're doing. You sound like the Micro Machines guy, remember that?
Oh, dude, totally.
Turn reply. I'm like, wow, holy shit. Like, I could never do that. My ADD kicks in. I could get two lines in and then have to stop and, you know, stutter. But, hey, he's live reading these things, bro. I'm pretty impressed. Very impressed.
Adderall. ADHD here, too, brother. Adderall and caffeine. That's how I power through it.
ADD right. Nation. 30 milligrams.
That's right. We're here. We're squirrel.
Hell yeah.
Brian, your second play comes from race six. Let me set it up for you. 7 furlongs, $400,000, the Lafayette Stakes on the dirt. Let's hear it. What are we thinking here?
Well, I actually have two bets in this race because let me tell you, like I told you, we run these things through a analytics tool, which calculate, 500 measures of, past performance data. Three horses popped off the page here, and I'm going to box three horses, which I know all the snobs at home don't box three horses, blah, blah, blah. You know, you got to pick, you commit to one or whatever. I'm going to do two, and guess what? Two of them are chalky. The third one isn't, and I think the third one has a real shot to win. And I'm talking about race six. I'm going with the $5 exacta box with three horses. I'm boxing all three of them. I don't care what you think at home. It's going to be the three, the five, and the six. Like I said, the top three popped off the page for me. And I thought there was a big gap between the top three and then the rest of them. And when you can see that, you can identify to me an opportunity to either key a horse on top of the two, key box with, whatever, because the three of them were pretty close. All three are going to be on the pace, first of all, up close to the pace. I feel like at least one of them is going to burn out trying to run the pace because I think those three, five, and six are going to be up near the front. Yeah? Do you agree with that?
Totally.
Okay, so I think it's the 3-5-6, and I think the six could win it outright, and he's the longest of the three I'm playing with. He's an 8-1 morning line. Glengarry. Shout out Glengarry, Glenn Ross, ABC, always be closing. Alec Baldwin shooting people at a whatever movie setting. You'd love to see that. Man. But yeah, man, 3-5-6. I couldn't decide. That's my first bet. $5 exacta box. That's a $30 bet.
There we go.
I also like the $10 to win straight up on that six. Glengarry, 8-1.
There we go. Just out? Like our man Alec Baldwin. El Hombre's firing.
Boom. Listen. I come out here. I'm not here to be silent. I'm out here to shoot blanks like Alec Baldwin. But sometimes it's not a blank.
I kind of with you on those three horses. And I agree. So I say about boxing is I have no problem with boxing. I think that there, if you have a spot where it makes sense to box, then box away.
Yeah.
Why not use every single tool?
These are bets that are made for a reason. And listen, man, I agree. If there's a 1-9 horse involved here, which by the way, in a Keeneland meet, you're not going to see, there's no bad horses in a Keeneland meet. I mean, most of these races are 8-12 horses, all quality horses. They're all going to take some money. Even if it's chalky, you're talking like chalky as in 2-1. So if you get a 2-1 over like a 5-1 exacta, I'm sorry if that's not enough payment for you. But if I put a $10 exacta, I'm going to be pretty happy with it if I hit that,
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are so egregiously ridiculous about fading chalk that they just put themselves in a corner and end up quitting the game. And same with boxing. Sorry, I have a big opinion about, I think a lot of horse racing Twitter and whatever, they all like to talk about how 20-1 horses have to be singled in a pick six, and go F yourself if you think that.
It's crazy how much the bet construction and bet type, like, I'm very much of like the pacifist hippie of this, of just like, do what your heart tells you, man. Like, if it feels like you need to box this race, let's go ahead and box it. Box
I won't
it
talk you off of that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I won't eat that.
All right. Next race. I am in race seven, 6.5 furlongs, $100,000. Non-winners of one something, optional claiming. And I'm going, this is my big money race. This is where I'm really leaning into one opinion. It's a $25 win on the 10 Roswell at 7-2. And then I've got a $10 exacta, 10 with 3-4, which puts me in for 45 for the race, 85 for the card. I love this one for Bill Mott for the stocking trip that Roswell should get with a ton of early speed, all drawn in. I love that this one is facing winners for the second time after coming up short, you know, just short in the effort first out against winners. Not only do I predict an uptick, but the third graphs make this one real appealing too. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to slam my top opinion with the $25 win on the 10 Roswell 7-2. Hopefully I get that price in an exact 10 with the 3-4 for 10 bucks to put me in 45 for the race.
Shout out Area 51. Yeah, man. Roswell, I like him too. I like it. I didn't bet this race officially here on the watch, but I see it. This was a tough race. I mean, it seems to me like you're challenging yourself.
A little bit.
With the race one and this one, tough races, but and the next one, by the way, but we'll get to that. But yeah, man, Roswell right in there for me too. Off the official $100 bankroll. But yeah, I agree.
There we go. I like those off menu plays, man. You know, just like it's like my $6, you know, it's like walking into Red Lobster and be like, no, give me the special Cheddar Bay biscuits. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they make those. They just look at me like I'm crazy when I say that. moving on is Brian's next play. Race 8, 8.5 furlongs. $400,000, the grade 3 Transylvania on the turf. This looks like a great race. Just, you know, not even from a wagering standpoint, just from like a I want to watch a great race sort of standpoint. This feels like it has that sort of making.
Unquestionably the best race on the card to me.
Yeah.
As far as racing interest and like you said, just what the hell's going to happen here type of thing. Yeah, the turf, first of all, and then you got, what is this, 14 horse field?
I think so, with all also eligibles.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be dropped to 12 or whatever, but this is a big bet for me. I got a $20 bet, not a huge bet, but I'm going to do a key box, and I'm gonna put a key horse on top of 5. I'm going to spread underneath, and I do expect one of these horses to drop out, so you might get this for a little less. Or you can add an additional horse to the key box. But on top, I'm putting the 8. I'm going with the 8. And this 8 horse right now is, what's the morning line? It isn't. Edit it. 9-2
For Charlie Appleby and Frankie Dettori, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's exactly why, baby. Listen. If you haven't watched a race in America on turf with the Euro Invaders, Chaz Appleby, maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've heard of Frankie Dettori. They usually do okay in these American turf races. That's the key box horse, 9-2. You ain't going to get him for that. Sorry to report, but 3-1, somewhere in there. We're going to key box him. And guess what? The 5 horses I'm putting underneath, none of them are shorter than 10-1.
There we go.
So now we're talking chalk-eating bastards. I'm not gonna eat any chalk in this race because if there was ever a race to not eat chalk, this is the one. It's a deep field. It's turf. A lot to be, a lot to like here. And like we both said already, this is my favorite race of the card. So I'm going the 8 key box, $2 exacta key box, 8. And I'm going to bring along with him the 3, 5, 10, 12, 13. Chalk it up. You know, at least one of those is probably not going to run, but that's the key box is $20 total. It's the 8 over the 3, 5, 10, 12, 13, $20 total bet. And I do think you do not fade Chaz Appleby, my personal friend, mentor from all Euro.
I decided months or last year, like I was just going to quit trying to beat Charlie Appleby on the turf here. It was when I was doing a live stream for ABR for Woodbine. And he also had a horse running at Backwaduct. Within like 5 minutes of each other, I just got pounded by both of them. You know, I was like, you know what?
It's real simple.
Stop trying to beat this man.
Stop trying to beat the Euros when they come in, and they come in for the money. And listen, man, it's always a feel good when an American horse beats the Euros, very rarely, but 90% of the time get out of the way. Let Chaz come through. Frankie is a legend. Not saying this. I mean, this is a tough field. I mean, he's 9-2 for a reason. This is not a shoe-in, but I mean, I'm talking the five horses I laid underneath, all 10-1 at least. So if I connect on this one, this is a big one. And it's not because I'm trying to be cute with the long shots. I think this is such a tough race that I legitimately think the next few underneath at 10-1 or more could get there. And this is going to be probably the biggest, like, exact the trifecta type payout of the card on Friday. I think
you're probably right. I really like that horse that you're using underneath, Leganos, for Steve Asmussen, the one that's stepping back onto turf after breaking its maiden on the turf at Kentucky Downs, which Kentucky Downs horse is running back.
Little Pig Boy comes from the dirt. He's a weaselly little mud grub who needs to be stood on. Little Pig Boy.
Oh yeah, dirty, dirty little Pig Boy angle.
I'm with you. The three. You put a gun to my head for a horse that I could win it outright, I'm right there with you. I will not try to fade Chaz, my guy, but the three is right there too. I think it could very well be those two up front.
There we go. Leganos. All right. Leganos, something like that. Here we go. Race 9. We both got to play. I'm going to take the lead since Brian just had race 8. Oh. Fourth play comes in race 9, 8.5 furlongs. The feature, the $600,000 grade 1 Ashland Stakes. I've got 15 remaining. The way I'm choosing to play it is a $5 exacta. I'm playing the 1 over the 4-7-8. I didn't want to take this horse coming from off the pace, but Matthew DeSantis showed me some pretty interesting track bias stats that showed that in this race the last few years, in the Ashland as well as the Bluegrass, the horses coming from off the pace have actually been winning the majority of the time. I really like Candied here. I thought, you know, ended up running really well in a pretty salty BC juvenile field. I think Just FYI kind of freaked and had just a random performance, and I'm not sure if Just FYI can you know, actually match it. So I'm going to toss that horse off of my ticket and then use the 4, Helena's Forte, which Thoroughgraphs loves, absolutely loves this horse, along with the 7, Impel for Brad Cox. Listen, it's Brad Cox, it's Judmont, and it's another horse that is loved on the Thoroughgraphs and could take a step forward here. And then the 8, Jody's Pride for Georgia Brave with Flava Flav up. Went on the sloppy track in the Busher, ran strong against Just FYI, liking it a little bit better than Just FYI. So I'm that exacta 1 with the 4-7-8. I know we go head to head this race. What did you think?
Dude, so you're keying the 1 on top.
Yep.
Love it. Love to see it. Put that clip in if you got it. Candied ran her best race last year at Keeneland. Surprise, yep. Surprise. The horse has only run 3 times. Won 2 of them. Like you said, she won a grade 1 at Keeneland last year, her best equibase speed figure anyway. But 3rd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly at Santa Anita. But listen, I think the most underrated jockey at Keeneland last year was definitely Saez. I love Saez. Like, Saez is like pure solid, if nothing else. He's not the most glittery figure there, but he's great. Consistent. He was the second best jockey at all of Keeneland last year, actually. But I love Candied. I got Candied, $10 to win place, $20 bet. That's my final bet too. So we're in lockstep on that race. And you know, Chase, I don't think we've agreed on a top horse that often, but we do this time. I like it. I mean, really, because
look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought? Not me.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's perfect, baby. Listen, Candy pops off the page for me. Just FYI, I don't know. I had the horse like 3rd. So if I was doing what you're doing with the key over the top, probably be a little bit afraid to fade Jeff. Just FYI underneath, but I get it. Obviously, if I'm just going place on the 1, it's for a reason. I don't know what's going to happen underneath, but I do have some faith that I think Candy's going to get it done, dude. I really do. So that's a good sign.
Tack on another five to my off the menu budget there to put me up to 111. Cause I think at this point, it's just, we've already mushed it. We might as well just, you know, suicide pack this thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, please. No, I love Candy though. I think Candy minimum of second. I feel like, I think that some of the field here is, I don't understand the morning line there. I really don't. I know it's like I've heard you say, and I know I've said it a million times. Morning line is a tough fucking job. I don't envy it, but I don't get that one. But I always assume this, man. They know more than me.
Right.
You know, as smart as you think you are, or smart as I think I am, those dudes know more than me. And unless they're crooked, you know, I mean, and I don't accuse anybody of being crooked that I don't know personally. I'm sure there's plenty of them.
For sure.
But, you know, I don't get that morning line. Sorry, but.
Yeah.
That's it, baby. That's my $20 bet. Win place on Candied. I'm right there with you. I'd love to see it.
Let's go. Let's go Candied by Candy Ride out of Tony's Tools, who's by Roaring Fever. Man, I just love how this horse is taking a step forward. If you look at the speed figures from the maiden breaker to the Alcibiades that the horse won at Keeneland to the BC Juvenile, the speed figures have done nothing but go up. And I think Candied is due to pop right there along with you.
And I like Brian. I like the horse ran the best race at Keeneland too versus Santa Anita, which is usually very advantageous to your speed figure. But who's actually, right. Or she was actually better at Keeneland.
And she bobbled out of the gate at Santa Anita, then had, you know, then also was brushed and, you know, just still put up a career best speed figure despite the trouble. Love to see that sort of thing, especially from a closer, especially from a horse that wants to come from a little bit off the pace. It won't, you know, it'll make a move in between horses or something like that. Seems like it's got a little bit of moxie to it.
Love to see it. I like that bet a lot. So, yeah, like you said, both of us agreeing, maybe you run for the hills or maybe you, you know, do what you got to do. It's tough. It's tough when we align on something. We say it all the time on my channel because we have, like, several personalities on there. And there's a couple of us, Colin, who never agree. And when we agree, it's like, you know, I don't know. It doesn't mix.
Yeah. Yeah. It's That's all right. We're going to start a new thing. And it's you and I agreeing on just winners.
We agree. It's a lock now. We're going to start this new trend.
It's a new thing. Right? We've done it. It's happened.
So I'll recommend that anybody take their entire bankroll and push it in on that on Candied. Number one, race, whatever, eight.
So, Brian, let everyone know where they can find you on social and where they can find that all that great content with Trust the Profits.
Trust the Profits on YouTube is the main one. My X Twitter name, whatever, is in my whatever at Elombre _TTP, or just search Trust the Profits on Twitter. I don't care about the rest of it. I care about YouTube and, you know, putting out good content. Search us up. Appreciate you having me on, brother. So, hey, listen, I respect your ability. Those live reads, impressive. If you haven't checked this, I would ask Chase, maybe we could present your live reads like as a testament to the professionalism that's going into horse racing around the world here. There's a lot of under the radar, pretty talented kids out here doing some stuff, and appreciate it, man.
Man, no, thank you for having me. Like I said, I was on your show on the channel, I just, you know, couldn't wait to get you on to come and talk horses. And it's even cooler that you're going to be at Keeneland on Friday to take this in.
Yeah, that's a shout out I want to say. If you're at Keeneland, man, if you see me, I'm not expecting anybody to recognize me. I'm not one of these egomaniacs that thinks I'm anything. But if you do know who I am from the channel or whatever, or any of us from the channel, come up and say hi, please. You know, it's fun to talk about horse racing with people who, you know, follow these type of channels, these podcasts. So we all, I mean, just a little bit of recognition or, hey, I think your show sucks or it's great. Either way, I don't care. I think it's fun to talk to people.
Hell yeah. Come. So if you search out El Hombre, find him. If you find, I think Keith's going too from Keith's Cash Plays. If you find Keith,
Sean Patrick Nolan's going. Tim Ryder's up. Tim. I mean, it's going to be a wild one. Carson will be there.
Yeah.
Half of my channel's going, baby.
Yeah, check out the channels. They've got a bunch of great stuff, and I know they've got a lot of stuff covering Keeneland this week, so definitely check it out. That's going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB. Tomorrow, I'm going to be rolling solo, but Friday, I've got the Sarge, Nick Hines, joining me to talk the Wood Memorial card. That's going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB. We will catch you tomorrow.